This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season 4. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Tour set, pop!
You still get nervous for recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know why.
It's been 60-something episodes.
I know, 68.
Well, this is 68.
Yeah, so.
Sip coffee.
When's the last episode you guys recorded together? Like, actually being in the same room?
Our 50th.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that was so long ago.
18 episodes ago.
Christmas time.
Oh, we gotta draw a ship.
Oh, shit, we do. We gotta draw a ship.
Have to do that when we're together.
Yep.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh. I just got so pumped for that.
But yeah, we are together.
Yeah, welcome back, guys.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany.
And this is Stanning BTS.
Wait, that's my line! What the hell? I was actually holding off on saying it because we have a guest today.
We do.
Hi, guys. Hi, Army out there. This is Kayla's husband, Jordan. It's nice to meet you guys.
Yeah. So we have Jordan guest hosting on the podcast today because he went to the concert last night with us. Yeah. And we get to hear, like, a male's perspective on the concert for all, like, the fanboys out there.
Yeah, you want to tell us how long you've considered yourself an ARMY, because it was, you didn't get into them right when I got into them.
No, I would say probably a few months after you. when I just started watching them for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I got more into them, and when I picked a bias, I'm a Youngie bias.
Youngie bias, yeah.
So, yeah, go Suga. But yeah, this is my first BTS concert, and we're going to get into that later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
So, obviously, in this episode, we're going to talk about our concert experience in Chicago for the Speak Yourself tour. Mm-hmm. And we went to day two, so May 12th.
Yeah. We are just going to kind of talk about our day and what we did and how we got there and kind of our experience with the venue. And then, of course, go through the set list.
Yeah.
And just talk about
memorable moments
for us. Yeah.
For the concert.
Yeah. Before we get into it, we have to thank you wonderful, amazing armies for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about us and by writing a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or really whatever platform you listen on. And then if you want to go above and beyond and show us extra support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. And any type of support is super appreciated. We're just glad you all are here listening.
Yeah, we love you guys so much. And mm-hmm. we're just grateful that you care to listen.
Yeah, yeah. So this is our Blessed by Holy Water part two.
Yeah.
And we decided to still title it Blessed by Holy Water because we weren't splashed by anyone's throwing water bottles this time,
no.
It was okay. I mean, we weren't as close as we were in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
I think it's still close.
I think it's hard to beat the intimacy of the Fort Worth concert. Yeah. Like, that venue was tiny. The floor was general admission and it was so small. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like maybe a fourth of the size of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the intimacy wasn't as close. But we still decided to call it Blessed by Holy Water because we were at the concert where it rained pretty much the entire time.
Oh, yeah. We were definitely blessed by holy water in a different way
this time.
Something really awesome about this day is that we just want to say at the beginning, we got to meet up with three listeners, which was so cool. I'm sure that there was more people there, especially day one, but we were unable to make it anywhere near the venue on day one. Like,
yeah,
we were both driving, you were at a wedding all day and we were driving into Chicago. So there just was no way, but we got to meet up with Wendy, Amelia, and Dina. So that was really cool.
Yeah, so we met up with Wendy first, and we actually met up with them inside the venue because we had so much time from when we, like, gates opened, got to go in before the concert actually started. So Wendy, actually, she is from, I think, the LA area, and so she went to Rose Bowl. And then she went to Chicago, and then she's also going to go to Jersey at the MetLife.
By herself.
By herself.
Fucking amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So she's basically just traveling across the U.S. following BTS and getting to see all their concerts. I can't imagine.
I just got chills, like, talking about
it.
So fucking cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then we got to meet up with Amelia, who she is super fucking chill.
She's like, okay, I'm wearing a jean jacket and I have rainbow colored hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. So we were just looking for rainbow hair. Wow. Pastel, beautiful rainbow hair.
Yeah.
Amazing. And she was so nice and so knowledgeable.
Yeah, informative. She helped us a lot. She went to day one and she said day one was a little less organized is kind of what she was telling us. But she was just filling us in on, like, all the deets of the concert from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
But no spoilers.
Right, so. Which was nice.
Yeah. Also, just warning, if you haven't gone to the concert yet or you're about to go to a Speak Yourself concert, there are spoilers in this episode.
Yeah.
So don't listen.
Wait to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we also met up with Dina unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. She was so sweet, and she just walked up to our seats out of nowhere.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, guys, I listen to your podcast. I love it.
Yeah.
And we were like, how did you find us? How did you know we were here?
That was my immediate thought. Because I don't think we had put out, like, where our seats were. But we were, like, being obnoxious on, like, Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. Like, we were posting a bunch. And she's like, you posted your seats on Instagram? I was like, oh, yeah, duh. Okay. but it was just so unexpected. I was, like, thrown off. But it was so great to meet up with her. And so she was really cool. And she's like, I got you guys something. And she handed us a Tata and Chimmy pin, and she gave both of us a pin.
Which was, wow.
Too kind. But we got a picture with all of them, so we'll post pictures on Instagram and Twitter or something.
Yeah, amazing memories right there. That was, just an incredible way to kick off being at the venue and, like, just meeting up with other ARMY who we feel like we have this connection with. It was so cool. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to first talk about, well, I guess secondly, now we want to talk about our getting ready, like, what we did. We woke up in the morning.
Airbnb is in Oak Park, so, which is where we are right now. This is, like, the next morning. This is post-concert next morning. It's only been maybe 12 hours since the concert. But it's in Oak Park. So we actually are, like, we're outside of Chicago.
Yeah, a little bit. It still seems like it's very city-like. It's definitely not suburban. Like, it's within the city limits, but it's not downtown Chicago. Yeah, it's, you know, it's a little, it's like the second to last train stop.
Yeah, so we were kind of away from the chaos, which is kind of what we did in Fort Worth, too.
Yeah.
We were just kind of on the outskirts.
It was nice. Mm-hmm. So we got to wake up in this very nice Airbnb, and we just started getting ready.
First thing, like, we woke up, I brewed some coffee, and then it was like,
what the fuck else are we gonna do?
And Kayla gets out her makeup bag and she's putting on her foundation. I'm like, all right, I guess we're doing this now. But honestly, I'm glad that we started getting ready that early, because I can't imagine, like, if we would have gotten ready later, we probably would have felt rushed.
Yeah.
Because I even felt rushed when we were about to head out the door.
Yeah. I think, like, we knew that we wanted to leave at a certain time because we wanted to kind of explore downtown a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of one of those things. We had decided not to go out to breakfast. So what else were we going to do?
Yeah.
Like, you know, just wanted to get ready, and it was really fun.
It was so fun. We were just playing BTS music. We haven't seen each other in months. Mm-hmm. We just talked, got ready, helped each other, and we both looked really great. But one of the downsides to the concert was we were watching the forecast, like the weather forecast, like crazy. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, it's gonna be cold, it's gonna be wet. I had to go out and buy, like, a couple days ago, like, some pants, because I was actually gonna wear shorts, because it did warm up there for a while. And
then,
of course, it was cold, so I had to get pants. But I was like, I can't change my top. I have a bandeau. So we figured, you know, we had to take jackets and rain ponchos.
Yeah, we definitely brought ponchos. We brought hand warmers. Mm-hmm. And we did not, besides you going from shorts to pants, we kept our outfits the same.
Yeah.
I think we were both like, well, I got this outfit for this concert.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
And I stressed about it. Like, I was, like, really trying to put together a cute outfit that was themed to, like, Boy With Love. I'm like, I'm not going to change it completely.
Yeah.
So,
what about your outfit, Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah, I just, I was going to wear an all white outfit, but I kind of changed from that. I'm kind of glad I didn't wear the white jeans just because of the rain.
Yeah.
I think it would have been a mess just walking around downtown. It was a very wet day.
Yeah.
You looked good, though.
You did look good.
I thought it was pretty nice.
Which you had, like, this white and black striped, like, button-up shirt, like, zigzaggy stripes, with a tuxedo shirt underneath.
Very I was classy. Originally just gonna wear the tuxedo shirt, and I was like, I probably should just wear that shirt for warmth underneath this one. It was a good idea. But I also had some Snapchat spectacles to kind of top off the outfit. And
I had never heard of those before.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I got those for him, like, not last year, but the year before for Christmas, just randomly. You can't buy them, like, online. Like, you can only get them out of, like, the Snapchat Spectacles vending machine that they,
I think, at the time you could, I think they're available online now, but maybe at the time, it was just, like, a vending machine that they had
for, like, events. Like, influencers like Khloe Kardashian had like Snapchat spectacles, but it's like just glasses that they kind of look like sunglasses. They have a camera on one side and a light on the other, and you just push the button on them. If you push it one time, it'll record a video for 10 seconds, twice 20 seconds, three times 30 seconds. And so you were able to use them a few times during the concert to like get little Snapchat videos.
Yes. Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to have like your phone out either. Like you can just be looking and seeing it and recording it.
Pretty good quality too.
Yeah.
You had to share with us those videos.
Yeah. So we put on all of our makeup and our dresses and my dress and your outfit and
took cute pictures,
took Polaroids.
Yeah,
that was fun.
That was super fun.
Took a few times to get those right. There's definitely a reason why Polaroid is not used anymore, but it's fun to use those.
So then it pretty much, it went by so quick. Like hours seemed like
minutes.
It was incredible. So after that, we ended up deciding to take the subway down to downtown. And Corey's here, too. Corey didn't go to the concert because he's lame. But he ended up meeting up with his friend, whose wife was also going to the concert, who's also our friend.
Right.
So it was just really neat. So we took the subway down to downtown. And we, of course, had to go to Millennium Park. Millennium Park.
Yes.
Ah, okay. I should know that.
That's where what it's locally called is the Bean. It's actually called the Cloud Gate, but nobody calls it that.
I never knew that.
It's called the Cloud Gate, but I have always wanted to go to the Bean. And
I'm
pretty
sure if you look it up on the maps, it says the Bean.
No, it doesn't. It says Cloud Gate.
I like the name though, Cloud Gate.
Yeah, that's like because like the shininess, it's supposed to be like the gate between the sky and the ground. Yeah. Super cool, right?
That's super cool. I never knew that.
But it looks like a big chrome bean on the ground. But I have always wanted to go to it. And I've only been to Chicago one time for a funeral. And we weren't even like downtown for it. We were here in Oak Park.
Yeah.
And so like I never was able to go see it. And I, you know, I think my family drove through Chicago when I was really little. Mm-hmm. And all I remember is looking out the window and seeing these massively tall buildings that I just couldn't even process how tall they were. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool that we took the time to go see that because that was really fun.
And it was just Army Central down there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because it's just one of those iconic things. Ooh, iconic. I already said it before we even started talking about BTS.
We're not bleeping it this episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So I can just say it.
Yeah. Let the iconics fly.
Because there was a lot of iconic shit.
Oh, my God.
But it was just so many armies, and it was just great to see all the, like, BT21 headbands. Uh-huh.
There's a Chimmy. There's a Meng. Yeah. There's a Tata.
it was really fun. And then, so we took the subway down, and that was really, if you can use your public transit in whatever city you're going to.
Use it.
Definitely use it. Because it made our trip into and out of the city so convenient and so easy and stress-free.
Don't pay for an Uber.
Yeah, the Ubers are crazy expensive when in downtown. Also, Chicago, I don't know about the other cities. I can imagine they're probably the same, but Chicago traffic is awful.
The worst.
Really bad.
Yeah.
So definitely use your public transit. That was a key component of what made our concert experience so great.
Yeah, it was so easy. It was super cheap. I think like, what, $250 a ticket for a one-way ticket to, and you can just pay with cash or card.
Or even like $150, $2. I mean, it was like in between there. But for going from Oak Park all the way into downtown.
Yeah. And it was cheap. It was a quick ride too. Like we weren't sure how long it was going to take, but it maybe took 20 minutes. And we were, again, the second to last stop going all the way downtown to like one of the stops at like the loop of it. So it was super quick. I mean, even leaving the concert, we had to walk like half a mile from the field to the station, but then it was, I mean, we got right on a train and it wasn't crowded. There was plenty of seats. Definitely would suggest using.
Highly recommend, yeah.
Public transit for sure.
So then after the bean, we went and met up with our friends Morgan and Katie, who are from Kansas City, and Morgan's husband Steve, which is like Corey's like lifelong friend.
Yeah.
So that was really great. We got some, like a late lunch, very late lunch. We kind of filled up our bellies before going into the concert.
Oh, yeah. We got, just to shout out where we got lunch at Asian Outpost, mm-hmm. which was really, really good. I guess it's probably like a half a mile away from Soldier Field. Delicious food, and they were really, really nice. And we had some great martinis.
They were quick, too. I think they knew that like we were about to head to the concert. Oh, yeah. And so
yeah, I think one of the workers was wearing RJ. Headband.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I didn't notice.
I don't know if it was a fan or a worker, but
that's cool.
Yeah. When we were leaving, the employees there were like, have a good time. Mm-hmm. Like, they knew where we were going. Yeah. So.
But that was awesome. So then we went from lunch to the venue. Mm-hmm. We actually took a short Uber. We didn't feel like walking.
Yeah.
I mean, the Uber pricing was not that bad. It was just kind of ridiculous. We're going a half a mile and it's a 5-minute ride, but it's $7 to do it.
I also think the maps on the iPhones, like, I don't think they gauge the walking time very well, because like I don't remember how long it's at, like 28 minutes for that walk.
Yeah,
there's no way that was
a 30 minute walk. It was you know, 15.
Yeah
But we went to Soldier Field, and there was like this drop-off area that like taxis and Ubers were dropping people off. Mm-hmm. We walked towards the stadium and we were like, okay, we have to look for gate zero. That's just, it makes sense to just line up there because that's where we're going to get wristbanded. So we actually walked up to the south side of the field, and that's where gate zero was. So we super lucked out on doing that. Yeah. And
I just got to say, like, my first time being at a BTS concert, it's kind of crazy. Like, I mean, they even had, like, people policing the streets, like, where to go and, like, blocking off roads and just the masses of people, the turnout, and the merch line.
Oh. The merch line.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
That merch line outside, there was, like, two, like, little carts, like big like trailer things open, where people were lining up to get merch there, and just they had huge boxes outside of them, you know, just to restock. But that merch line was super long.
Merch line outside the stadium, merch line inside the stadium. Yeah. Once you get in.
Yeah.
But the thing is that we got there at like maybe, I don't know, 4:20, 4:30, and gates opened at 5:00. And I kind of was like, oh, we should be there by 4:00. No need to be there at 4:00.
Oh, yeah.
No need to be there at 4:00. We got there, like I said, 4:20, 4:30. That merch line was still packed. And it was still super long. And we actually, I thought when we got in line, we were pretty close to up front to getting in. So it just, it was so nice, because in Fort Worth, that was not the case.
No.
In Fort Worth, it was, we had to be in line at like 7 in the morning. Wow. To
in the
get
heat.
In the heat. This concert was like
the opposite.
Complete opposite in terms of weather from Fort Worth.
And organization.
And organization.
We did hear from Amelia that day one organization at Chicago was a mess, but we had no issue day two. I think there's definitely benefits to going to day two of a concert. Like the venues really, you have to understand, like, they've put on shows, they've put on concerts, like, you know, Beyonce has been to Soldier Field, but nobody has a following like BTS.
Yeah.
Like, the masses of crowds, the amount of, like, attention that is put on one of the concerts, and, like, what ARMY is excited for, you know, is just completely different.
The passion that ARMYs have. The fan base. It's the relationship between BTS and ARMY is just so special.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes these concerts, you know, I think a little bit more chaotic.
Yeah. But yeah, we were able to walk up. We walked like through this tunnel. There was like lines in the tunnel, but when we came out of it, there was like two lines to the left that were shorter, and we just walked right back to the end of them. And, you know, by the time when the doors opened at 5:00, it maybe took us 15, 20 minutes to get inside.
And not at all.
Yeah, super easy going through security. Then we got wristbanded super quick. I mean, it was zero stress. It was, besides being chilly, It was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then it kind of started to sprinkle a little bit before we, right before we got into the venue.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it just, it didn't stop the rest of the night.
It just got heavier and heavier. And, like, I remember about 45 minutes before the concert started, it was really coming down. And we had, like, everyone was putting on their ponchos. And I was like, dang, like, it, of course it would have to happen, like, right now, right before the concert's about to start. And when we were sitting there, we were all thinking, like, oh my gosh, they have to dance and perform, and that stage has to be soaked right now. Mm-hmm. And we didn't see anyone out there, like, squeegee, pushing water off the stage or anything. So that was my concern, is, like, how are they going to perform all of this stuff on this, like, incredibly wet stage, and there's no end to the rain, really. Like, you knew it was gonna happen all night.
And I think, like, I just want to preface the rest of this conversation about the concert with, like, we were concerned about them, and I'm sure they were amazed that this many people had turned out to almost completely fill that stadium. There was a few seats in, like, the upper third level that were not taken, but besides that, all the seats were full, and we were all there in our ponchos, like, in the rain, in the cold. And I'm sure that they were, like, as much as we were concerned about them, I'm sure they were amazed that
that stadium
that many
full.
People
it was full.
Were still there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a fucking course. We're not going to leave for some fucking rain. Yeah. Like,
oh, no.
Right. No way.
So let's right, get into so just talking about these songs, what we remember.
Special moments.
Special moments. Mm-hmm. So they started with a new VCR, which at this moment I'm truly blanking. I know when we were watching it, we were like screaming and freaking
out. Yeah, so it was completely new. It was like, I think it was black and white, but they're standing on these like pedestals.
Yeah.
And they just look stunning. Like, just so stunning, and mature, and, like, old, and just, you know, like, I don't know how to, very sexy and appealing, and everyone was just like, oh, my God, like, this VCR, and then they had, like, Jungkook, like, come and walk down towards us. I was like, no.
Fuck,
I was
no.
like, what are you doing? And he's just, no.
We were screaming so hard, and, like, I turned to you and I said, this is the beginning. It is starting. This is the beginning of the concert. Yeah. And this is how they're starting, by literally wrecking all of us.
But that VCR, I'm going to have to go and rewatch it
a million times. Uh-huh. But they started first song, Dionysus. Mm-hmm. Just incredible. You guys all know how excited I was to see Dionysus live. And, you know, there's that chance that they weren't going to perform it anymore, like that random tweet. But I'm so glad that they are performing it. And then we got to see it. It was so good. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, what a perfect song to start the concert with. Like, let's get drunk on our art together, like, for this concert. I just thought that was a great entrance.
Yeah.
And interesting, I said this yesterday, that they started with Dionysus, even though that wasn't, like, their hit track. Like, when we went to Fort Worth, they had just come back with Love Yourself Answer. And so the song they opened with was Idol, because that was, like, the hit track.
So you think they would have started with Boy With Love.
Right.
But I think they just wanted to get you hyped.
Yeah.
As hyped as they could.
And it worked.
Dionysus.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And we didn't really talk about where we were sitting. So we were on floor, and we were in section A1. So there was, like, three... It was to the right of the stage, if you're looking at the stage. To the right of the stage.
Furthest to the right.
Yeah, furthest to the right, up towards the first stage, their main stage.
Yeah.
And we were, like, the furthest to the right, like you were saying. So when they started pretty far back, so we couldn't really see them. We couldn't hardly see them. But we did have the, like, big, massive screen right in front of us. And that was really nice. And I was kind of excited because at Fort Worth, we were so close to them that, like, all we could do was look at them
right in, like, front of us. We missed a lot at Fort Worth because we just looked at the person who was right in front of us. Yeah. And it was incredible to see them that close, which we did get a few chances during this concert, too. But what was... hard about Fort Worth was where we were. It was difficult to see the screens.
Yeah.
Or we just didn't look at them a lot because we were looking at who was right in front of us. We didn't want to miss them. Mm-hmm. So this time we got to see a lot of what was going on the screens, mm-hmm. which was really, really nice.
Yeah. So then after Dionysus, they went straight into Not Today. Mm-hmm. And this, I believe, did they perform at the second stage?
Yeah, they kind of went out to the second stage during this.
They started creeping out. They were just like, throughout Dionysus, they were just getting closer up, mm-hmm. further and further on the first stage. So we got to see them.
A few of them might have walked kind of over to the stage in front of us before going out. Like, that's when Jimin came over the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I was like, freaking out. I was screaming. And he just looked so fucking good.
I believe, Jimin and Jin, I think, were the first ones to come over, mm-hmm. too. So we had, like, a very small sliver of stage that came out right in front of us. And we were row six, so we were six rows back from that first stage.
Yeah.
And I started to, once the concert started, I was like, okay, this isn't going to be like Fort Worth, because I couldn't really see, like, the defined features of their face.
Mm-hmm.
But when they came out, I didn't even know they were going to come out on this, like, sliver of stage. But they did, and, like, getting to see the, like, Jimin's features, mm-hmm. like, in front of me. I was like, like, I get to see their, like, faces up close.
That makes it, like, our seats are not the best if you want to be able to see the stage performance, mm-hmm. like, with your eyes without having to look at the screen. Which, for some performances at the main stage, they were further up, so we could look over and see them just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, really, the feature of this seating was when they walked over, just being able to see them that close with your own eyes just makes it worth it.
Completely worth it.
I mean, yeah, you're like looking, you're like, wow, that's actually Jimin in real life.
Yeah, that's him.
And Jin, and all of them came over eventually.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they all did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Not Today was super hype, of course.
Very hype.
Went out onto the second stage. They even did the choreography with it all wet and rainy out there, which was incredible.
Yeah. And then right after that, they went into their first mint. And this is when Namjoon said, "Welcome to Speak Yourself. Special rain edition." Everyone started cracking up because, I mean, that was when I think the rain was like at its maximum.
Oh yeah, it was really coming down at that point. And you know, they looked so happy, like they looked so hype and so ready to begin this concert, mm-hmm. you know, even through the rain, which was great. Like, I think he said something like, "A little rain isn't gonna stop us," right? And we were like, "No!"
Yeah. And he also mentioned, like, you remember, like, when you're a kid and you go out and play, that playing in the rain, it was more fun when it was rainy.
Yeah, when you're, like, playing soccer or football and, like, the game isn't canceled just because of a little rain. And I was like, fuck yes. Yeah. Like, I get that vibe. It's more fun because it's wet and rainy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the rain, it almost as if it amplifies the experience, not just for, like, ARMY, but also, like, the performers. They're like, you know, not a little rain is going to stop us. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it, like, just challenged BTS to put on a better performance because, as I said earlier, they're always so concerned about ARMY.
Yeah.
And knowing that all of us are out there in the rain for them, mm-hmm. they were just taking it to the next level the entire concert.
Mm-hmm.
So after this meant, they went into Outro Wings, which was, I mean, I never thought that we would get to hear that song live.
Me either. I thought it was so interesting that they chose this song, but I love that they did because it was like, they got us all hyped and then they did their mint and then it was like, we were all coming together and like, here we are. Like, they had said welcome, they had introduced themselves, and then it was just like a, you know, just that celebration going into like really starting this concert. Like, ARMY, like their wings
I think during their mint, a few of them, like Jin and a few Hobie mentioned that we're like ARMY is their wings to fly, and so they totally led into Wings perfectly. Super fun song, just a throwback.
So then we got the VCR for Just Dance and Euphoria. Mm-hmm. So Jungkook and J-Hope
playing around, being cute.
Mm-hmm.
So for Just Dance, the first time we saw in Fort Worth, there was just one platform that he was raised up on. This time the stage was completely different. That's what I didn't expect, was for all of the single performances, their stages were different in some way, which I guess, well, duh, it's a, like a new tour, whatever. But
how amazing that they changed it up. They could have, imagine, you know, they could have just easily done the performance and we would be just as happy seeing that. But they went and made these little changes. And I remember the lighting for Hobie in Fort Worth for the Love Yourself concert, that there was green lighting. But this one, I think, had purple.
All of our army bombs turned purple. And he was wearing this fucking incredible suit. This this like blue suit, and he had this big belt that said it was like Chanel, and the glasses.
He looked so fancy and extravagant and rich. Like, he just looked like wealth.
Jordan, I'm really interested to hear what you thought about like his dancing in Just Dance, because when we saw it in Fort Worth, we were fucking blown away by it.
I could actually see a little bit of him on the stage. I was trying to watch mostly him instead of the screen, because I'm like, dang, he's just such a good dancer. I was thinking that a lot of the times when I was watching them, I was like, they're really great. Like, they put a lot of hard work. They dance so intensely and aggressive. They just go at it.
And that was really what he was doing that whole time. I mean, he just looked so fucking good. And I love how he takes his performance out onto the runway and the second stage when he does it. You know, he brings it. He starts in the main stage, but he brings it out.
He works the crowd, man. He's so good at
that. He's such an entertainer.
I think they all work the crowd, but whenever, like, Hobie, for the, like, his brief moment that he came over to us and we really got to see him up close. When he came over, he just looks at us, he puts his hands out, he's like, yeah, and he's got his like million water smile. And I'm like, fuck like, oh, he just like gets you so hyped. And Just Dance, like, he feels himself in that song. Like, he's performed this song so many times, but he's still like really feels the emotion when he's dancing. He looks incredible. I turned to Kayla and I was like, we're watching one of the world's best dancers right now.
One of the world's best dancers, one of the world's best performers and entertainers. Like, he just, later in the concert when he came over to our little stage, he waved his hands back and forth, like, move your army bombs or your lights this way. And everybody fucking did it. I mean, he just, he really commands the crowd. He really takes control over us. And, you know, I just, it was so fun. So, next up was Euphoria.
And before this even started, I think a lot of armies were thinking, oh my gosh, like, we've heard, and I tried my best not to, like, hear or, like, get on Twitter or Instagram or anything, because I wanted the concert to be a surprise. But unfortunately, I somehow, of course, heard that Jungkook
flies through the crowd.
And I think a lot of us were thinking, oh my gosh, it's soaking wet outside right now. Like,
it's raining and there's metal cables. Like, I had thought about the safety, like, completely unsafe to touch that or be on it in this rain, even though there wasn't any thunder or lightning, but still really unsafe.
And so he came out for Euphoria, and okay, first off, his vocals. Absolutely incredible. Like, I just, his vocals are just so stable and so beautiful. But honestly, his facial expressions and his emotion during Euphoria, he was just like taking it all in, looking out at us, and just like, you could just see that he was truly happy in that moment. And he was just smiling. And I think part of him was like, normally at this point in the song, I would be like flying across over all of you guys. But you know, they thankfully did not have him do that because it was hazardous. So he just really got to spend time with us, like, one-on-one.
Enjoy it and soak it in. I think when he was out on the second stage, a lot of what they were showing on the screen was just his face, and he could not stop with these big smiles. You know that Jungkook smile where it takes up his whole face, his eyes like crinkle and close, and like, he just looked so happy to be there. And the rain was really still, coming down so hard during his performance. And he just looked absolutely, euphoric.
Yeah, like, euphoric.
Mm-hmm. Loved it. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after Euphoria, they did Best of Me, which they all came out. Like, Jungkook was wearing this pink outfit for Euphoria. So they all came out with kind of like pink outfits then and did Best of Me at the second stage. Mm-hmm. And that was fun. Couldn't really see a lot of it.
Couldn't see it.
I was turning around, and thankfully, like, I was wearing platform sandals that I planned to wear them to be taller. And the people behind us were short, and the people in front of us were short. So I could, if I looked back, sometimes I could see the second stage. Sometimes people were, like, standing on their chairs to, like, see it better, which was kind of like, all right.
Yeah. But the security people, they came around and they told people not to do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
And so they've managed it fairly well. Mm-hmm. But Best of Me was really great. Yeah. We watched the majority of it on the screen.
Yeah.
This is the point of the concert where I was like, okay, I feel like I should be looking in their direction, but also I really can't see them, so I'm just going to look at the screen.
Right, totally. Pretty much this is when I decided, okay, whenever they're like at the main stage or the runway and I can see them clearly with my eyes, I'm going to look at them. But besides that, I'm not going to strain my neck to see like half of one of them.
Yeah.
I'll just look at the screen.
Yeah, they were so far away that I was like, oh, look, it's Yoongi. Oh, wait, hold up. That's Hobi.
Yeah. So after Best of Me, we went into the Serendipity the Namjoon and Jimin VCR.
Mm-hmm. For Love and Serendipity.
Right, for Love and Serendipity. And so obviously they're costume changing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I'm getting excited to see Serendipity. Of course. Because I know that he puts on such a good show. And at Fort Worth, I really did not have a good view of Serendipity at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was at the main stage, and we were at the second stage at that time. And again, couldn't really see the screens at Fort Worth. So I felt like I was peeking and straining to see it the whole time. But this time, got such a good view. Not only could I see him at the main stage, if I looked over to the left, I could see the screen literally right in front of us. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing this, like, white and black button-up button-up, like, silky, not even silky, but I don't know.
Very thin material shirt.
Mm-hmm. And on the white side was on the left side of his body, so you could see, like, the Nevermind tattoo through it. And he didn't have that tattoo in Fort Worth, so I got to see the tattoo in real life, which was so cool.
Yeah.
You could also kind of see his nipple through the shirt, which I'm, like, not complaining.
Yeah. And it was cold and wet.
Yeah, cold and wet. He, like, his shirt got all wet, and he during the part in Serendipity, like, the bridge, where he goes down onto the floor.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the floor was wet. They didn't squeegee. They didn't do anything. So just he got completely wet going down onto the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Full committal, right? Like, to this choreography and how cold the ground must have been
and
for
his
him.
Hands and but how tricky it must have been to, like, do that choreography so smoothly.
Oh.
And he did it perfectly.
Yeah.
And when he, like, spins back up and he gets up off of the ground, I will never forget how he looked up at the camera with this huge smile. Mm-hmm. Like, I just did that.
Flawlessly.
Flawlessly.
Yeah, I think he came out pretty far onto the ramp part. Well, he was almost on the ramp.
Yeah.
So I was actually watching him dance. Man, he's slaying it.
I just have to say, when he comes back up from the ground, he does do that smile, but he has, like, he had, like, this quarter second demonic moment where his chin was tipped all the way down and he looked up just, you know, through his brows with his eyes, just flicker of demonic Jimin before he fully raised his face forward and broke into that huge beaming smile. I mean, it was just really the full duality of Park Jimin in that 1 second was incredible. And like Jordan said,
epic with the rain too. It's almost as if he wanted to be out in the rain for that effect.
Oh, God. Yes. Like, VCR, well, or the screen, could see the rain coming down on them. And it just, oh my God, it was
gorgeous.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
God. So serendipity was incredible. And I'm so glad that I got to see it again. And his vocals and everything was just perfect. Mm-hmm. Next up was Love, which is such an amazing song. I remember the song at Fort Worth, and it was, I mean, now hearing it with a full stadium, everybody singing along with him, like he, you know, intended the song to be made for.
He started out on the second stage, didn't he?
Yeah, he was on the second stage. Yeah. And this was, because it was at the second stage, whenever we turned to look at the second stage, you could just see the full arena, like the stadium full of armies. Mm-hmm. And that song is just so powerful. And the way that Namjoon, you know, delivers it with so much emotion. There were cannons that shot off like confetti. Mm-hmm. And just being outside and seeing the confetti fall above you in this huge stadium, it was just so wonderful. Yeah. And, you know, we're all just so passionate, you know, I live so alone, you know.
I just got chills for the second time during this recording. But that was when you mentioned, like, being able, since he was at the second stage and looking at the whole stadium, I kept doing that throughout this concert, just turning and looking around and seeing all of the army bombs, just the stadium. I think going to a concert that big, you're not going to get the intimate experience that we had at Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. Like, that intimacy is never going to be matched because that was such a tiny venue. Yeah. But what you do get is it's almost experiencing ARMY as much as you're experiencing BTS, because just looking around and seeing the sea of purple or the sea of rainbow flashing lights or whatever it was for whatever song was so impactful and so powerful. All of those people there, all of those people connected with BTS. And I mean, the fan chants, doing those with 60,000 people was so moving. It was so incredible. And I think one of those first times we noticed that impact was during Love.
I didn't feel that kind of energy. I did feel it at Fort Worth, but not like this. You know, there was just so much ARMY and love. And this song is when we really were like, wow, look at everyone who's here supporting this group of incredible human beings.
So after Love, they all join Namjoon out on the second stage to do Boy With Love. And wow, I mean, I think they walked back. They did.
Yes. They walked back to
perfectly. Arms walking up the stage, and then two of them come out the ramp. And then the next two come out the ramp, and then the other two come from the main stage. They meet up, and
it was really neat how they did that.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, it's a nice setup.
And Boy With Love was, I almost forgot, with everything going on, that we also got to see Boy With Love.
Yeah.
Like,
you just like forgot about it for a hot minute.
Yeah. And then when it was happening, I was like, oh shit, it's Boy With Love.
This is the first song. No, Dionysus, never mind. But like, Boy With Love, like, it's the hit track. It was so anticipated.
Yeah. I mean, incredible the entire time. Of course, even though with the wet stage, they did all of the choreography for it in their pink outfits. They just looked so fucking incredible. They were out a little bit from the main stage, like closer towards the ramp.
Yeah.
So we did get to actually watch them do the choreography and see them.
Yeah. And one of my favorite things that I would have never known that I would cherish so much is whenever they were like, take breaks and they go off to the side of the stage. Whenever they did that, they would turn over to the crowd and like wave like in the middle of it, because they have like just that little brief break. And so that's when they got like fairly close to us and we could really see them. And I just remember like Taeyong, that was the first real split second that I got to see Taeyong over on the side, and he was like, oh my God.
It's amazing that like on their break from the choreography, they're not taking a break. They're turning around and like waving to ARMY and saying hi. And it was just, I mean, Boy With Love was amazing. Hearing those vocals live, and I mean, really, we've barely talked about their vocals so far, but there's nothing that can beat their live vocals. Like, their live vocals are better than listening to the album. Like, it's just
definitely
a fact.
Yeah.
So after Boy With Love, we go into another Ment, where they, I think this might have,
when they did the football.
Yeah, I think this is the football one.
This is when they got to be, they started being a little bit more goofy.
They were super goofy. Mm-hmm. I think they were like loosening up. I think they were adjusted to the cold temperature and the rain and just kind of like ready. Like, I mean, they had done their job of getting everybody hyped up. They had, you know, everybody was super excited. Mm-hmm. The concert had been wonderful so far. Mm-hmm. And now they were goofy and playful.
Yeah.
So this is when Jungkook picked up. They were talking. This is when Namjoon mentioned the, you know, it's more fun to be in, you know, playing sports in the rain. So this is kind of like that. Uh-huh. And Jungkook picked up like a rag from the side of the stage.
Like a towel.
Mm-hmm. And ran through the other six members to score a touchdown.
Oh, so cute. So cute. And he also like held up his like, he like flexed his bicep and like Jimin was like touching on it.
Jimin put his whole hands around it and like you could see like how big his bicep was, like the way that he grasped it. I'm like, damn, that's a big fucking arm. Muscle pig.
I just took a sip of coffee when you said that. I was like, oh no.
Sorry. So after the Ment, they went into the classic songs of Dope, Bepse, and Fire.
And Idol.
And Idol was, after you know, that. The last song after that. So super hype songs.
Yeah. So Dope, is this when they kind of changed up the music a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, for Dope and a few other ones, they kind of like made the music more rockish and you could hear like different things in it. Like it was more live band sound than like track recording sound, which was really cool. Like I think they did that for Not Today after Dionysus. They definitely did it for like Dope and Bepse and Fire.
They did do it for Not Today. Mm-hmm. That's when I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, wow. This is great.
Yeah.
So yeah, Dope. First off, we haven't gotten to see Dope yet.
No.
Perform live. And so that was really exciting for us. But for Dope, they were up at the first stage, the main stage. Mm-hmm. And that was exciting. And this is when they really came over on that, like, walkway right in front of us.
Fucking Yoongi. This is when Yoongi came over.
This is when Yoongi came over. And Taeyang came over. And, like, this is my regret of the concert, is whenever Taeyang came over, I was like, okay, this is the only time I'm really going to be able to get a picture. And I got out my phone. I had, like, this waterproof case, but, like, my case was kind of getting foggy on the inside of the water. And it was just, like, the pictures don't look good, like, at all. There was no way I was going to get a good picture. But for half of the time that Taeyang was in front of me, I was trying to get him, like, capture him on my phone. Mm-hmm. And, like, after I did that, I was like, ah, I hate myself for doing that. I should have just enjoyed, because I was like, they were only on that stage for so long, and I spent like 50% of the time trying to just get a picture of them.
Yeah.
And so I regretted that, but I immediately after that put my phone away. I like turned my phone off. I was like, screw it. I'm not going to get a good picture. And so I really did. I got to like capture that like last, I don't know, 30 seconds of like Taeyang being in front of me, and oh, he looked so good. I could cry. Like, I cannot get over how good they all looked at this concert. I turned to Kayla and I'm like, we saw them in October, like not even
September.
September. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not even a year ago, but they somehow look even better than
more mature.
Yeah.
Hotter. I mean, just like fucking so hot. I think what it is like we forget how good they fucking look in real life.
Yeah.
Like they, pictures and video, again, they just don't do it justice.
Yeah, like when you just see them in person, it's just like they look even better.
I mean, Jordan, how did you feel seeing some of them for the first time?
Yeah.
Unreal. It's like, yeah, their outfits, they just look really good. They look nice in person. Gotta say that.
Yeah.
I think you said something to me during this part when Yoongi came over. Like, you were like, wow, that's really Yoongi right there. Like, it was hard. I was so excited to go to this concert with you because we had already seen them and processed that they're real people in real life. And you have never seen them before with your own eyes in real life. And to just watch you process like, wow, Min Yoongi is a real fucking person and he is a badass and he looks like that.
And he's just so cool.
Yeah.
He's just so cool.
When he walks over and he looks out to the crowd, like, I see you guys.
Yeah.
Yoongi also, I think during one of his ments, like he just was like trying to get us all hyped up. That was a large part of the ments, is like just getting people excited.
Yeah.
But he just like, he like tilted his head back and stretched his arms out. And he was, and then he like, he run his fingers through his hair. Like he was just taking it all in. But, and it was like, to me, it was like inappropriate. I was like, this is like, it was great how he did that.
Yeah, Yoongi definitely had that, I like how he called Chicago Chi-Town. Like, uh-huh. He kind of knows like the lingo. Like, wow, mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Tight. Yeah. But Dope was amazing. I really enjoyed like doing the fan chants with Dope with our army bombs. Mm-hmm. And just that was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
For Bepse, they went out to the second stage, of course. Mm-hmm. For this one, Namjoon was like
fucking Namjoon's
heavily featured.
His hip thrust, like he was like, yep, I'm gonna do it as hard as I can right now. And that was the first one, like I remember looking at the screen like, oh my god. Like I've never seen Namjoon thrust that hard.
It was funny because like Hobi was behind him and to the left, like almost like watching, like I know Namjoon is about to do this hip thrust right now. And of course we got the classic Hobi hip thrust right at the end. The cameramen knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
They zoomed in on his crotch like for this hip thrust. Like, I mean, right, like they had like a full picture and then for the hip thrust, they literally zoomed in. And everybody screamed. Yeah, like it was what we were waiting for.
Okay. So then we get into Fire.
God.
And this is when I turn to Kayla, I'm like, why? Like, we have demonic Jimin tonight. We have demonic Jimin tonight because Fire, it, you know, they went into that last, like, choreography that just Jimin is known for. Like, he just loves doing it.
Right.
And we have, you know, we don't think his hair is exactly, like, jet black. Like, it kind of was.
It was, but it wasn't last night. It was, like, a dark brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, they had been out and performing for a while, so his hair was wet, which, by the way,
fuck.
Anytime they could, like, anytime they were under stage, you could tell they were just blow drying the shit out of their hair and restyling uh-huh. it. Because every time they came out, I'm like, why do they look so dry? But at this point, you know, they're pretty wet. And just when that part of the choreography and Fire came on, and Jimin, his hair, his like dark hair is like drenched, and he looks up at us like, I'm about to do this choreography. I was like, fuck, like demonic Jimin.
You know, he knew. He had that look in his eye, you know, that little smirk. Like, he knew he was about to kill all of us. I was worried that they weren't going to do that choreography because of all of the rain, like how wet the stage was out there. I mean, you could see puddles on the ground, mm-hmm. and they did it. And I mean,
what's incredible is, like, given the circumstances, I don't think any of them slipped.
No, none of them slipped the whole time.
I think
we were worried that was going to happen. At one point you said, I think Jimin's going to slip because if anyone did, it'd be Jimin.
Yeah.
You know, but thankfully.
Good kick, right?
Yeah. I mean, just because he's kind of clumsy, but, he didn't. Nobody did. And, Jimin just looked incredible the entire time. Like that was, it was his night.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really it was all of their nights. Like how can we?
So great.
Wow.
But then after that, we went into Idol, and mm-hmm. Idol was, like, so hype. Mm-hmm. I think partially because of the girl next to me. I wish I would have talked to the girl next to me more because she seemed really cool. But mm-hmm. she was there by herself. But when Idol came on, she, like, fucking, like, was a loose cannon. She just, like,
she
released
went crazy.
It all. And I was like, oh! Like, she had, like, chugged, like, 3 beers, like, but pre-concert. Like, getting ready. She was, like, pre-gaming. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, cool, you know? Like, this girl's gonna be fun. But this is when she unleashed it all. I was like, all right. Like, she was, like, hitting me. And I was like, okay.
She had like an empty seat next to her, and she was definitely taking up the space of the two seats. She was crazy.
She was like so crazy.
But it was so fun. Yeah.
It was so fun.
It wasn't inhibiting or interfering with our concert experience at all. It was just like, it was a little funny.
I just wasn't prepared.
Well, because she had been pretty chill up until that point.
Yeah.
But Yeah. Idol was incredible, though. They didn't do the choreography for Idol. Like, they didn't do the kick. They just kind of, like, walked around the stages and, you know, hyped up the crowd and...
Oh, I don't blame whatever. Them, though, for not doing the choreography.
I mean, can you imagine them doing that kick in Idol in that puddle?
That when they're in the circle and they jump in air and spin midair, like...
Fuck no.
No.
Yeah. I really remember Jimin at the bridge for that performance also, because he just looked and sounded incredible.
So then we get the next VCR, which is for Singularity. And, oh man, this is when it was starting to hit me, like, I'm not ready. So out of all of the solo performances, the one that I, like, was religious about, like, avoiding at all costs, like, I was, like, anytime I saw a sliver of Singularity on my timeline, I was like, nope. I like scroll super fast, like not seeing it. But I did unfortunately see that he takes off his robe, but that was all I knew about it. Mm-hmm. And so we're getting the VCR, and we had seen it in Fort Worth before. I have watched this hundreds of times since, because in Fort Worth, I was like, holy shit, this VCR.
I actually missed it in Fort Worth because I had gone to the concession stand to get us like water and Gatorade. Mm-hmm. And so I missed this. So this was my first time like seeing it in concert. Stunning. The red so lighting. Stunning. Just visual king.
Yeah. It's so aesthetic. So during the VCR, this girl who just like unleashed this like, you know, wild being inside, and she like turns to me, and we hadn't really even talked up to this point, but like I'm watching the VCR and like the mood is getting set, you know, like, oh, we're all like ooing and eyeing over like how gorgeous he is. And she goes, oh my God, they're setting up the bed. I was like, what? Like, I was thinking to myself, like, they're setting up the bed. I'm like, is this girl sharing like this like secret fantasy she has of like when she pictures this VCR? Like, I don't know. Like, I was so confused, but she kept saying the bed. And I was like, what is this chick talking about? But I was like, okay, like, you know, do you? Like, whatever. And so I wasn't really responding to her. I was like, yeah, you know, just a general response. And then fucking Singularity comes on, and we got to see the stage just a little bit, but I see him laying down with his eyes closed with like a lamp, you know, I couldn't really tell what it was, but I'm like, holy shit, is that a bed? Mm-hmm. Like, is this a bed that they have him on? Like, how kinky.
Yeah, it was like it looked like it was supposed to be like a carved like marble bed, like a stone carving.
Yeah. But there was like a bed, like a
there was like a lamp. Yeah.
And Grace had messaged us on Twitter, and I had responded to her, and she's like, be ready for him to lick you in the soul. And I was like, okay, like happens to me daily, but you know, but not this shit. So Taeyang had like this milk chocolate colored hair, and like his hair wasn't styled like all that much. Like, it was just, he just looked himself, like, you know, just so normal. But they gave him these green contacts, and like, I will never be over this look for him. Like, all I did last night when we got back was like, I saw some other like general photos from the concert, but I strictly started, I just like went and started saving pictures of Taeyang from this concert, because he also had like this brown brimmed hat, which he ended up giving away to a fan.
Yeah.
But, like, I couldn't get over the green contacts in combination with his skin and his hair. And so during Singularity with the VCR, like, you know, just that deep bass of Singularity, and then like, and he just like looks right at us. I'm like,
They like had the camera above him. Uh-huh. So it like was a bird's eye view of him laying on this bed, zoom in on his face, just angelic looking like he's sleeping. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden opens his eyes, and when he opens his eyes, he's looking, I mean, his head is like angled to the side, like turned, but his eyes are looking right at the camera.
Yeah, they like flick up at us.
Yeah.
And he's just so still.
Yeah.
Lying on this bed, and his eyes are the only things that are moving. Oh.
And just like, I mean, you know that he planned this aesthetic shit out, because he had the green contacts, the green suit,
the green robe,
the green like robe, emerald and green. Yeah. And I mean, the green contacts were not like a crazy color green. Mm-hmm. Like, they just looked so natural, and they looked like they matched the tone of the green outfit that he was wearing, and
his earpiece was green. His mic was green. They all had like different colored.
What I was thinking the whole time watching him was just like the stone jade just kept coming to my mind, which I just kept thinking of like rich and like lucky and just luxurious, like this jade king dressed in this green.
I turned to you and I'm like, green looks good on Tay. Yeah. He looks good in green.
I love that he was wearing green and you have green eyes.
Yeah, I turned to you and was like, he has green eyes. I have green eyes.
The any connection that we can like make with our bias. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Singularity, the vibe.
Yeah, Singularity was, I think that was probably my favorite solo performance.
Really?
I gotta say, he really went out there and just slayed it.
Wow.
So, oh my God.
I have to give props.
Bethany's like freaking out right now. She's like gonna start crying.
The bed, and you know, I wasn't expecting all the performances to be different. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen some before, but wow, they really put thought and creativity in changing up their, you know, choreography.
Yeah, especially like the masks that were still there.
Yeah, you know? The masks are still there.
Mm-hmm. Very cool to see that choreo. Mm-hmm. So after Singularity, we got Fake Love, which,
the fan chant for Fake Love is like my favorite.
It's so fun.
I was singing his Fake Love.
Fake love. I mean, it was so fun. At this point in the concert, I was almost worried that you were going to hit me in the face with the army bomb.
Probably because I was getting hit by the girl next. I definitely got hit at least 3 times by her army bomb.
Jordan told me at one point, he was like, okay, you're almost hitting me, so be careful.
Yeah,
so I just, you were so into it and I was so into it. So I was just like leaning away to not get hit. But like, wow, it was so fun. I mean, Jungkook's abs again in real life. Can't get better.
Yeah.
Just the entire performance of Fake Love is, I mean, that's such a good song.
Yeah.
Fake Love is such a fucking banger.
Yeah.
So again, seeing it live, hearing it live, their vocals, their visuals, just unmatched.
Unmatched. So then we got the VCR for Yoongi and Jin. So for Seesaw and Epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
And so Seesaw started off very different.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I had not seen much of either from being on Twitter.
I had not seen this at all.
Yeah.
Like this was completely different than the first time that he started Seesaw for the regular Love Yourself tour. He started on a couch, which I always thought was so fucking iconic and so cool that he's like, I'm just gonna start the song laying down on a couch, like you can't tell me anything.
True Yoongi fashion,
right? But this time he started with, like, you know, going through a door.
Yeah.
And this,
like,
I mean,
see-through door.
Yeah. And you can hear like kind of a click at the beginning of the song when you listen to it, so it could be like the click of a door closing, which I just thought was so cool. And so he went through this door and he stood there behind it, you could see his shadow outline, and then they kind of pulled the door away and he's just standing there and he's wearing this magnificent
magenta
silk suit, like super sparkly up top, silk black shirt underneath, and magenta silk pants. I mean, he just looked fucking incredible with his charcoal gray hair. And I mean, I can't believe this wasn't your favorite performance, Jordan, because
you're like walking on a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Like the city behind him.
Yeah, like the city was moving behind him.
It was so cool.
And there was like a, you know, like, yeah, like a treadmill thing on the ground where he was walking, but he was staying in place.
Yeah.
That was really cool. They pulled him all around the stage on that. That was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But he just obviously did a great job. He puts on a great performance of that every time.
When he got on the, like, Seesaw, like whatever you call
the
it,
the table or whatever, to slide down.
Yeah, to slide down. He got on it, and I hadn't even really thought about, like, oh, is he gonna be able to slide down because of the rain? And so he went to go do it, and then he just like stood. He just like obviously wasn't sliding down because of the rain, so he got stuck.
He sat there for like
the most brief amount of time, but it was just long enough that I was like, okay, nope, that's not gonna work.
It was cute. You could see the little look on his face where he was like, yep, I'm not gonna slide.
Yeah, and he just hops off.
And he just, you know, but he just takes it with such grace. Like,
and it didn't break his performance
not at all.
Like, he just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
true Min Yoongi fashion. I mean, always just too cool. I think this is, besides Singularity, my favorite solo performance because I just think that he is so cool and he's such a good performer. You can really hear him singing the whole song. Like some of the other songs, sometimes they have like background vocals built into the track. But for Yoongi, you know that he wants his performance to be 100% authentic.
Yeah.
And you can hear that the whole time. Like every rap, every lyric is just him live right there.
Yeah.
And
he does such a great job. I really heard his live vocals for this song. Like I feel like there wasn't even a track behind him.
No, not at all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
Yeah. So then after that, we got Epiphany, which, oh, we were so ready for it. Before this concert, we were both like, we get to hear Epiphany live again. Like, can you believe that?
Well, we were like, we get to hear Epiphany into the Truth Untold into outro fucking tear again.
Yeah. which was like the hardest part of the concert for us.
Yeah.
So Epiphany, it started off with Jin again. I think he was playing piano. Again, it was kind of hard for us to see. In the screen, it was very much zoomed in on his face. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't even see like the stage really of what it was. So it just, we didn't really get to see much difference except for like the staircase going up.
Mm-hmm.
For this one, he had like candles lit on the side.
Yeah.
I just loved that ambiance that it set.
Yeah. And I know that his piano was different than last time. Like,
because it was like a crescent piano.
Yeah.
It was like a
sideways crescent moon around, like as the piano, you know, like massive and very interesting, like build for a piano that just made it kind of special and different. Definitely there was candles lighting the stairs that he walks up that was not the case the first time that we saw them during Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. But really the incredible thing about this performance was that Epiphany, the screens show like raining visuals and it was actually fucking raining.
Yeah. Like before he goes up the stairs, he stands there and like we all just take a minute when like the rain is coming down.
Yeah.
And rain was coming down on all of us.
Yeah. It was actually raining. I mean, wow. He actually took in that moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I felt like he got a little choked up like because he realized like, wow, this is, like, perfect.
Yeah, like, it's actually raining.
And he really sung his heart out. He really gave it his all. Oh. He was hitting those notes.
Well, wow. Jin's live vocals are just so powerful and incredible and full that it really comes through during this song. And I was sitting there thinking, remember that, like, performance of Awake in Sydney that we love so much? When I was watching this performance last night, I'm going to get choked up right now, but I was like, this is that level of like iconic performance for him. Yeah. Like just, it was perfect with the rain coming down and that went with the song and it went with the whole vibe and the feeling. And he just looked incredible and he sounded incredible.
This is the part of the concert where I think we started to, maybe a little bit more when we get into Tear, really started feeling it. But right now we really started to kind of feel like, this is a damn good concert we're at right now. Like, they're giving it their all. Like, Fort Worth was very, like, memorable, and they gave it all their all, too. But, like, this concert specifically, we're like, wow. Like, there is so much great footage of them from this concert. They're working so hard. And, like, Jin right there at the end with, like, belting that high note there at the end of Epiphany. It was like, wow.
Wow. Yeah, just stunning. So after Epiphany, we go right into Truth Untold, and they raise the other vocalist up, and they all sing the Truth Untold, and it was kind of sucked a little bit because I forgot that they put each vocalist on one screen. So like Jimin and Taeyong's screen, the two people that you and I would really want to see, they were on the left side of the stage. So we saw Jungkook and Jin on our side of the stage, which was fine. They were beautiful and incredible.
My favorite part of this is like, well, their vocals, obviously, but like something I really enjoyed was just getting to look at the emotion in their faces during this song, because they have that such close up on this of them on the screens, and I'm like, wow, look at just how passionate they are and how much they, you know, emotion they feel when they are singing this song.
Yeah, I really have to, before we finish Truth Untold, I just have to talk about Jimin's high note at the end, because I have never heard him like that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
I was going to start crying.
Like, yeah. You saw the look on my face. Mm-hmm. Like, I had my hand to my chest and I just couldn't even process because it was just so incredible. I mean, so much raw emotion in that note. And I mean, just truly, I just am so glad that we were there. Mm-hmm. Like, that we got to see that.
And hear it.
And hear it.
Hear that live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
Of just course, this fuck transition.
Us up, fuck us up from the truth untold, super emotional, into outro fucking tear. All of the army bombs in the whole fucking stadium turn green.
This is when the energy in this stadium just flipped.
Yeah.
And, I mean, which is going to happen going from truth untold to tear. But when they came out, we were not ready for the visuals were about to fucking get.
I hadn't even gotten to that point. I was just thinking about how hard that transition was for us last time.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. Let's talk about your eyelashes. So like before the concert even started, we were wearing fake eyelashes because duh. And Bethany was like, wow, my right eyelash
was like, I could feel it. And this is before the concert even started.
This is like an hour before the concert started.
And I was like, you know, I could just feel it. I'm like, Kayla, is my eyelash coming off? And she's like, yeah, just, you know, at the corner, like it's kind of coming off. I was like, okay. But throughout the concert, I only noticed it every now and then, but I was like, okay, this thing is going to fucking come off. So when...
I had said, like, okay, when we get to outro tier after Epiphany and Truth Untold and we're fucking crying,
yeah.
You know, to get ready, you're just going to have to rip those eyelashes off. And so right before, like, when the lighting changed and the sound changed for tier, there's, like, green lasers all over the stadium, I turned to you and I said, rip those lashes off.
Fucking ripped these eyelashes off for tier.
Just to prepare.
Oh, it was so great.
It was necessary.
Oh my gosh. So we got Namjoon first and I was like, holy shit, he looks so good. We need to just see this full fan cam wherever it is out there.
This performance, and yeah, there's definitely has to be fan cams. But we have multiple times on this podcast talked about the Cypher Part 4 performance in Chicago. Mm-hmm. That is the reason why we have always said, why weren't we in Chicago? Mm-hmm. Why the fuck weren't we there? Why didn't we know about BTS like a few months prior? We could have gone to that concert.
That performance of Cypher Part 4 in Chicago, like, it's legendary.
Yeah.
It's legendary. But I am convinced that this performance of Tier, fucking legendary.
It outdoes it.
It outdoes it, for sure. I mean, so not only did we get like... really, you know, just nasty rapping, like perfect. It was just, everything was great. But the visuals are just that. I couldn't get over that.
No.
I wasn't ready for that.
Namjoon in this bucket hat and this big bomber jacket, and he just looked massive and taking up all this space and fucking hot. And then Yoongi.
When fucking Yoongi came out.
Oh my fucking God. Yoongi in a Supreme headband, okay.
And his hair was like fluffy and it was like windy.
Like parted in the middle.
It was just like natural fucking wind going through his hair.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And you know how we feel about Yoongi in headbands.
And his brows.
And his fucking brows.
He was in full crouch mode. Like, full time.
And he had this bomber jacket on too, and these like big pants. Oh, he just looked so good. And then Hoseok.
Oh my god.
He had this like, his was like military spy outfit. Like,
yeah. Like big buckles.
Big buckles.
Like,
he had like this
chest.
Strap across his chest.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them were wearing all black.
Yeah.
And the screen, like when they filmed it, they changed it to black and white. Fuck.
Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah.
This performance.
It was so powerful.
Yeah, black and white, but like green, like neon green, like waves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like following them.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Beside the screen.
Yeah.
It was almost as if like it was following their dance motions.
It kind of was, yeah.
Yeah. It was incredible. I truly think that performance is their best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Rap
line. Very fortunate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So after outro tier, then we had fucking mic drop.
Yeah.
So the rap line is already there in those fucking incredible outfits. The rest of BTS joins them.
Yeah.
And mic drop was incredible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still think they had that, like, black and white
filter on the... Uh-huh.
And so they were out on the second stage, so obviously we were watching the screen for this. But, you know, it was just, like, the visuals. I can't get over how good and, like... They're just like nasty, and they were just delivering with everything they had.
Yeah, and of course it sounded incredible as always.
I had to see turn around to the stage out there and see the mic drop in person.
Oh yeah,
oh, the drop.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I watched him drop the mic. I was like, kill it.
Yeah. It's funny, every time that we have watched like a mic drop, like stage performance or anything, Jordan will be like, yeah, drop that fucking mic.
Yeah. And I was like, I hope they have the dance break too. And they definitely
did the third
dance break. Oh. Fuck. I was in the seat, like standing in the aisle, just like body rolling with them. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, what was great was that the fact that we were seated, like we had seats, we didn't like shift around a lot because everybody knew where their seat was, and we were able to just like dance and jump and like have fun in the aisle. It was awesome.
There were countless times where they would just show a member on the screen and I just like held my hand to my chest and went, oh my God.
Literally. We haven't even addressed that, but the amount of times that you and I grabbed onto each other, like, and we were like, oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Oh my God. Like, I mean, it would just build because they'd go from one member to a next member to the next.
It's just crazy to me how much they still just blow us away.
Yeah, I mean, and it's with a single fucking look, you know, a walk towards the camera.
All right, so then we get, you know.
So that's the technical end, and then it's like time for like the encore and army time. So we get a VCR, and it puts like there was a sign that said "Speak Yourself" on the screen, which I got a picture of. I really liked it, so I'll probably post it. So when we were waiting for them to come back out for the encore, everybody in the stadium started doing the wave with army bombs. Yeah. Like, I don't know where it started or who started it, but we were just going around a few times and we were chanting
multiple times.
Mm-hmm. And we were chanting BTS. Yeah. And it was just, I mean, so the energy was still there. Mm-hmm. So BTS came out and performed Ampan Man at the second stage with the blow up. In like the big inflatable fun house on the second stage, which was really cute. There was like
bouncy house. Yeah.
There was like holes for them to like peek through. And on the camera, like looking at the screen, you could see like Hobie peeking his head through and like singing. But if you turned around and look at the second stage, you could just see his booty like hanging out through the hole. Yeah. And then like there was like the shape of a person like cut out where for Namjoon during his verse, he like was in it. It was so cute.
This whole performance was really, really cute. And I saw later on that like Taeyeon climbed up the bouncy house to like go down the slide, and I guess Jimin was like, no, that's like dangerous. Get back down.
Yeah, it's too wet.
And then you just see Taeyeon like crawl back down. It's so sweet.
And I really liked they showed on the screen Jimin eating Namjoon's like anpan. So cute. So cute. So they went to So What, and for So What, they came back to the main stage, and this is when we got a few more members who came back over to our side, like Yoongi and Namjoon and Jin and Hobi.
This is the first time we got Hobi.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, we didn't get much Taeyong on the side, but on our side, but we did get a good amount of Jin, and I was like, this is incredible because, like, I just, you know, I can just love appreciate him. And love on him, you know. And
he was very elusive at Fort Worth. It was impossible to see him.
And I talked about that before we went into the concert. I'm like, I really hope Jin is not as elusive as he was last time. So we got to see a lot of Jin.
Yeah.
And we got to see a lot of Yoongi.
Which was blessed up. So they had their... You know, they had another ment. Just basically the whole time during this ment, they were like, are you excited? Like every single one of them were like, are you having a good time?
Yeah.
By the time that it was like the fifth member, I said, yes, for the fifth time, like, we're having a good time. Like, because they just, I mean, just everybody's screaming.
I think they felt bad about the rain, but it's like they couldn't control that.
They couldn't control that.
They
mentioned
that a lot. But I think this is the ment that J-Hope said, like, something, I don't fear the rain.
Oh, yeah.
I don't fear the rain anymore. And he goes, you know why? And he says, because, ARMY, you are my Umbrella.
And then he started singing Umbrella by Brianna. He goes, Army is my umbrella, Ella, Ella. And then
every army there started singing it. I'm like, wow, we just went to a Rihanna concert.
This is when we talk about that Hobie has complete control of the entire crowd. Like, mm-hmm. he is just such an entertainer that he starts singing Umbrella and we finish the fucking verse with him.
The whole, chorus.
We all sang it together.
Yeah, and then you could just see how happy he was that, like, it caught on. Like, we just caught on that much. Yeah. And he just seemed so content.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, we're just all so in tune with, mm-hmm. like, the ARMY culture, so in tune with BTS and what they do and mm-hmm. how interactive their concerts can be if you make them that way. Mm-hmm. And that was just a true testament to that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that meant was incredible. Then they performed Make It Right, which I think by the time they got to Make It Right, we like totally forgot they were going to perform it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I turned to you, I was like, oh, yeah. And this is also when Namjoon said to like get out our phones.
Yeah.
And it was just this effect.
Technology time.
Yeah. And he's like, get out your waterproof phones.
He's like, okay, they're waterproof for tonight.
Yeah,
like
that waterproof technology.
Yeah. So we all turn on our flashlights on our phone and we raise them up. And it's, you know, I thought that the stadium was lit up with the army bombs, but the phone flashlights outshined it.
Yeah.
And it just made, I love that they added this because for Make It Right, and especially after the last Met, the closing song, Microcosmos. Which...
Into the lyrics and the meaning of Microcosmos.
It's all about everybody is their own light, and now I have chills again. And, like, I mean, it was just really special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then for their ending meant...
They were pretty short. They were pretty concise. I think they were like, it's cold, it's wet, it's rainy, mm-hmm. you know, we're at the end of the concert, let's finish it out really well. But they all just kind of said, most of them... spoke English for their ending men.
Yeah.
Yoongi was translated and Jin was translated.
Didn't Yoongi say he felt like he was in Step Up? And then Jungkook went over to like a big puddle on the stage and just like played and like was kicking at the puddle.
Yeah. Yoongi and his men, I will never forget, he said, tonight was a legendary night for me.
Yeah.
And some people might think that that's like cocky to say, mm-hmm. but that's just the fucking truth.
I think Chicago is very special to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's what was so great about getting to go to a Chicago concert.
Yeah.
Because it does seem like Chicago is a very special place to them.
Yeah, Namjoon said that he wants to live in Chicago.
I couldn't believe that.
When he said that.
He said, I want to live in this city.
Yeah, he was like, you guys know that this is the city I want to live in.
Yeah.
What? Like, yeah, like, oh my God. Like,
oh my God, really?
Yeah.
And I think just also, I couldn't stop thinking about, like, how neat it was that it was raining and that Namjoon just with mono and forever rain, like the rain is special to mm-hmm. him and that he got to experience that. But Taeyang also like made his whole speech in English and it was just talking about how like,
I'm not good at English,
so yeah. I'm going to try. It was just so sweet and so cute. And he said something like, and now my mouse has froze. Like he's just like, I'm so, you know, shy and almost embarrassed. But he then at the very end went over to a puddle and he sang a little bit of Singing in the Rain mm-hmm. whilst playing in the puddles. I was like, no, my God, I could cry.
No. Just all of, I think we're going to have to go back and watch videos of what they all said during their ending meant, but mm-hmm. it was definitely special. They all said goodbye and let us know how much they loved Chicago and mm-hmm. loved the concert and mm-hmm. had such a great time. And of course we had such a great
time.
And
they said that they would come back.
Yeah, they all said, a few of them said...
It's such a relief to hear that.
We'll see you next year.
Yeah,
yeah.
Next year.
Next fucking year.
Yeah.
You know? So, the last song, Microcosmos, with... They said again, because some people put their flashlights down during the ment, so they said, you know, turn your flashlights back on for this song.
This is when I had that overwhelming flush of emotion mm-hmm. That... happened to me at Fort Worth that I've never felt this emotion before where I just completely break down. Like Namjoon, when he was like, all right, like he ended the ment and this was like the last time really like talking to us. And I just like completely shut down and I just turned to Kayla and I'm already like sobbing, ugly sobbing.
Yeah.
Like, no, like this is the hardest part, like having to say goodbye.
Yeah. And just, I mean, last time at Fort Worth when we were saying goodbye, like, love yourself, answer. I think because, like, that whole theme was so impactful personally for me, and mm-hmm. like hearing Answer live as the last song, that was what like really was making me like sob. Mm-hmm. But I think this time I was less sad emotional, and I was just kind of, I was almost out of body experiencing, just like really trying to take in every last little mm-hmm. experience that we got with them, just really trying to enjoy every the sound of each of their voices live, like just how they mm-hmm. looked. And of course they all came over to our stage in front of us one and set time. One last time mm-hmm. to wave and say bye, and we didn't get eye contact with any of them really. Like there was a few times where a few of them were like close yeah. but not quite, but like to our section they definitely looked over and you know yeah. paid attention to us. But this was like I was standing there with like my hand to my chest, just like purely just in love with them yeah. and just enjoying that love that I was feeling between ARMY and BTS, and just knowing like yeah. this is it. This is yeah. goodbye for now.
Yeah. I remember feeling just how grateful I am to be able to actually be at a BTS concert, you yeah. know? And I appreciate all the hard work that they put in the whole concert, you know, through the rain, and I was like the cold weather. I was like, this is an amazing performance by them tonight.
Yeah. I think we didn't really process until after the concert how legendary and iconic this performance was.
Yeah.
Like Chicago, seeing them in Chicago and yeah. just the performances that they put on through the rain, through the cold, it mm-hmm. just made it extra special. And I think yeah. they just went all out.
They did. And yeah. just saying goodbye to them. Mm-hmm. I was just sobbing. Yeah. And they come over and they wave and you're just like, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you get to say bye.
Love you.
And we'll see you next time, yeah. hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was
the end. Yeah. And
fireworks.
Oh my god, the fire after they left stage, the fireworks ending, and I got a video of it, so I mean it was the best. It was like the finale, you know, mm-hmm. the best finale of a concert was to set off a fireworks show.
Yeah.
And that was just incredible. Uh-huh. And the lighting and just what a great way to go out,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Just, and they had tweeted out, there was a video of Jimin and Jungkook behind the stage.
Yeah.
Watching the fireworks
and saying, bye, we love you.
Yeah, saying the same shit we were saying.
Yeah, and literally at the same time that they were taking that video, I was taking my video yeah. on the other side of the stage.
Very
which
neat.
Is just so, yeah, so neat. So we... You know, concert was over. We walked out of our seats. We took our post-concert pic.
Yeah.
Much different than our Fort Worth post-concert pic, where we were both still crying and very sweaty.
Yeah.
And just sobbing and could not collect ourselves. This time we were a little cold, a little wet, yeah. but we just had pure love yeah. in our eyes mm-hmm. from that yeah. performance. Yeah. yeah.
That was our second BTS concert experience. So blessed, so grateful that we got the opportunity to go again, the opportunity to be on the floor again. It was just this concert, you know, it was just spectacular.
Yeah.
Absolutely spectacular.
Yeah. And a true iconic moment, you know, in history for their performances.
Yeah.
And I think all of ARMY who was there that night is going to forever remember yeah. that experience.
Yeah.
Definitely.
A man, a few words.
Mean, if they're going to come back, you know, in another year, I mean, I would like to try and go to it again,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
possibly get seats out there by the stage.
The second stage.
Oh, yeah.
More.
Oh, yeah.
That's the place to be.
Wow. But I mean, they just work so hard. How could they do it in a year? They're going to yeah. be touring for...
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Well...
They work hard.
Thank you, Jordan, for being on this episode
yes,
with
thank
us
you,
and sharing your perspective. Yeah. And I mm-hmm. just loved experiencing that concert with you. If you guys out there listening enjoyed this episode or have enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. You can write a review on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. That's huge. It helps people find us and it really builds the prospect of us getting sponsors. Thank you guys so much for all the kind reviews that we've gotten so far. And you can let us know your concert experience or what you thought about the concert by reaching out to us via email or social media. And you can find links for all of those things in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.